This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Julie Hecht is a short story writer whose work has appeared in The New Yorker and has earned her the prestigious O. Henry Prize. She's just published her first collected volume of short stories called Do the Windows Open? You'd be right to sense a note of anxiety in that title. We'll meet author Julie Hecht after this review from our book critic Maureen Carrigan.
Over the years, I've noticed that there's very little correlation between the characters I love in fiction and the kinds of people I want to spend time with in real life. Take Jane Eyre. If she magically materialized as my downstairs neighbor, her sudden outbursts of self-righteous anger would unnerve me. I'd always be worried that my TV was on too loud for her. And Jane Austen's Elizabeth Bennet? If she were a friend, I might grow weary of laughing appreciatively at those nonstop witticisms of hers. I relish the twisted workings of Richard III's fevered brain, but I wouldn't want to be married to him. And Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is a sympathetic masterpiece of a monster, but in real life, he'd be a little hard on the eyes. Now I've added the unnamed female narrator of Julie Hecht's debut short story collection, Do the Windows Open?, to the long list of fictional characters I'd rather read about than meet. Oh, is this woman a worrywart? She's anxious about global meltdown and the accelerating process of her own over 40 facial disintegration. She sees anti-Semitism lurking behind every pair of light blue eyes and germs oozing out of bus heating ducts. I've actually met one or two Olympian neurotics like her, and they're no fun. But Hecht's fearful narrator held me spellbound. I think as my life feels more frenetic, I'm drawn to fictional characters who have the time to luxuriously probe their every dread. Even more compelling, though, is the fact that Hecht's narrator is funny. She's got the embattled comic sensibilities of a lifetime New Yorker. Woody Allen is the inevitable comparison, but there are also strains of Selma Diamond and Dorothy Parker in her voice. The 9 stories in this collection drolly recount the narrator's everyday adventures in Manhattan, as well as the Hamptons and Nantucket where she vacations. Her commentary is a monument to those rueful little thoughts most of us entertain for a second before they evaporate. For instance, in an odd tale entitled, Were the Ornaments Lovely?, she takes a trip to a drugstore where she worriedly confides to us that there was definitely something wrong with the employees of the drugstore. One of them was such a mess that when he was working at the cash register, I tried to figure out how to buy the items I'd chosen without having him touch them. And in one of the best stories, entitled The World of Ideas, she remarks on her lifetime infatuation with President Kennedy. I haven't recovered yet from watching every documentary shown for the last anniversary in November. It's especially painful to see him and then see Clinton. Just comparison of the two heads of hair is enough to bring about a sense of doom. Underneath her frivolous anxieties and satiric asides, you sense that the narrator is struggling with genuine sadness. She's a photographer, and in addition to crackpot projects like photographing flowers in every stage of disintegration, she's also spent 3 years trying to photograph her own doctor, a world-famous reproductive surgeon. But we never hear directly about the narrator's fertility problems, nor does she elaborate on the death of her mother, which, she says, caused the skin around her eyes to crumble. Hecht has created a marvelous curiosity of a character here, one who talks nonstop and cleverly, but reveals little. I hope she returns in Hecht's future stories. Unlike her real-life kvetching counterparts, I'd like to get to know this woman better.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Do the Windows Open?